always on guard.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is Wednesday, June 13th, 2012. It is cloudy and rainy here in the state of Minnesota. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And if you'd like to be a part of the show today, please do give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to check us out online, please do check us out at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, that's Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or you can follow me on Twitter, which is BradleyDean1. Again, you can follow me on my Twitter account at BradleyDean1. One more heads up, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I'm going to share a little bit of an inside story with you. So you listeners that listen to us 6 days a week have a little insight as to what takes place here on a daily basis. Now, I've said quite frequently when taking phone calls, we'll get like three lines flashing up and then all of a sudden they'll just drop. And I'll look at it and our producer and I'll say, was that us or was that them? So we're going to have a little conversation with Carrie right now. And she's going to kind of explain to you the kind of people that we're dealing with here in the state of Minnesota concerning the phone company. So go ahead and share, Carrie.
Okay, so I called our local phone company yesterday and told them that there seems to be a long pause before it actually rings in here, which is causing, I think, some of our callers to hang up. So they call back and they say, yeah, it looks like there's a problem. And it's like, yeah, that's why I called. And so then this morning, a lady calls back and says, you know, there's nothing we can do. This 877 number, it's not on our end. There's nothing we can do. And I go on to say, well, what should I do? And she says, I don't know. Call the company you got the 877 number from. And I said, I got it from you. And I said, I called the lady who normally handles our account saying we need an 877 number in a hunt group. And there was a long pause, and she says, I think I need to do some more research.
Now, folks, that is, well, first of all, derelict of duty, number one. And number two, to have a little fun with this, That is complete incompetence. I mean, in every sense of the word, incompetency, incompetency.
Indeed.
Wow. And she's getting paid to do that. I mean, it's almost like she's getting paid to do her job that she's not doing. She's blaming the customer for not doing her job. How many times do you go to a restaurant and you have to do that? Ma'am, I'm really tired of having to tell you. This is the third time I've asked you to bring my food to me. And don't get mad at me like it's my fault for not doing your job. It's your job. And if you don't want a tip, well, you just keep withholding your job the way that you're supposed to complete your job by serving me. I'm not serving you. But that's the attitude of people today. They don't have to do anything, and they want something for nothing. And then when you call and complain, speaking to the phones, friends, well, hello, you're the one that gave us the number and there's nobody we can talk to? It's like, you've got to be out of your mind. It's almost like, what, do you work for the government or something? I shouldn't say that because they represent the people. I should have said, like, what, do you work for the people or something? I shouldn't say that. But I did. But, folks, I mean, seriously, this happens all the time. You go somewhere, it's like, I'm tired of doing your job, and what's worse is I'm paying you to do it. I'm paying you to do my own job that you're supposed to be doing. I'm paying you, and I'm also doing what I'm paying you for doing, and you're not doing it. I'm doing it. Ah, you get the point. Crazy business, yeah? But that's the kind of phone company we work with out here in the state of Minnesota. So, folks, when you call in, be persistent, stay the course, because I see lights go on all the time over here, and then 1 minute you're here, the next minute you're gone. So it's the phones company, not ours. That's their problem, not ours. They're the bad guys. We aren't. You know, the next bill we should get, we should just say, sorry, we can't do anything about that bill. You pay for it. I'm so glad those thoughts drop on me like that. So, folks, here's the number, 1-877-807-9977. If you have any problems, be persistent. Get through. 53 countries are listening. You have all of America from coast to coast listening on a daily basis. You have several radio stations out there on a nationwide basis. We have drive time. So, in other words, there's a lot of radio stations that have picked us up where people are driving around in their cars and they want to hear from you. Or maybe you're the guy in the car that we need to hear from. So that number one more time is 1-877-807-9977. Let it ring until someone answers. Let it ring until someone answers. Soon enough, this will be fixed. I know how we can get it fixed really quick. Just don't pay the bill. Well, then what they'll do is they'll shut you down. They'll blame you for that. And then you're going to have to get the attorney to go back after them to pay the attorney to correct their business. Boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what. How far America has fallen. Folks, when I come back after the break, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about, because you guys have heard me talk about this before, corruption in the government. I'm going to share some of that. And how there's only a 12% of the American people say that they have confidence in the institution of government. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to bring you up to date with some of the people that are actually in government today. And we're going to bring you to Judicial Watch's list of Washington's 10 most wanted corrupt politicians. I'll give you little details and pin the details on each one of their shirt when we come back. You got Bradley with the Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back after this break.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. radio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. And speaking of Incompetence Day, Daniel Webster said, I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence. I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may play too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. Make them intelligent, and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong, and they will apply the remedy. What kind of message is it to America, especially to the young, when the Congress has been entrusted to serve, yet they cannot be trusted? Only 12% of the American people say that they have confidence in their Congress as an institution. 12%, friends. Capitol Hill Blue did some research on Congress, and here are some facts. 111 members of the House and Senate have run at least 2 businesses that went bankrupt, often leaving business partners and creditors holding the bag. 79 of them have credit reports so bad that they can't get an American Express card on their own. But as members of Congress, they get a government-issued American Express card without a credit check. What a convenient rule indeed. Their own. 64 have personal and financial problems so serious that they themselves would be denied security clearances by the Department of Defense or the Department of Energy if they had to apply through normal channels. But again, as members of Congress, they get such clearances simply because they fooled enough people to get elected. 31 members of the current Congress have been accused of spousal abuse in either criminal or civil proceedings. 33 have driving while intoxicated arrests on their driving records. 34 if you include President George W. Bush, but he never served in Congress thanks to his daddy. You didn't have to get across that barricade or that hurdle. 24 are or have been defendants in various lawsuits ranging from bad debts, disputes with business partners, or civil matters. 9 members of Congress have been accused of writing bad checks, even after the scandal several years ago, which resulted in closure of the informal house bank that routinely allowed members to withdraw or overdraw their accounts without penalty. See, folks, what I was talking about yesterday? They feel that they're above the law. They rule according to that law, but they're not subject to that law like the peasants, like me and you are. They completely are out of their scope of power. Congressional immunity is what they cry. In other words, hey, I'm in Congress, man. I'm not accountable to that law. 17 have drug-related arrests in their backgrounds, 6 for shoplifting, 5 for fraud, 4 for assault, and 1 for criminal trespass. Wow. And just think, America, these are the ones who were caught. Criminals mock society's laws. And I say to you, America, your compassion is a weakness that your enemies do not and will not share. Criminals thrive on the indulgences of society's understandings. The corrupt depend upon you and your ignorance of the Constitution and its embodiments of its laws. Now, folks, it's also understanding, it's important for your understanding that you know within yourselves, this is a bit of a wake-up call to some, but you have to realize, folks, these people don't think like me and you do. Yesterday I was sharing with you, and Friday I was sharing with you how Attorney General Eric Holder, under the Clinton administration, was part of an operation called PATCON. And it was an acronym for Patriot Conspiracy. And basically what they were doing was setting a plot. They were setting the stage. It was his first Fast and Furious, but this one wasn't botched. He was actually responsible for instructing FBI agents to recover from McVeigh and Nichols explosives that they themselves provided to bomb the Murr building in Oklahoma City. So I hope that bursts some of your bubble that they don't think like you and I do. They think they're above the law. And by the way, that whole PATCON operation was aimed at evangelical Christians to violence so that the Department of Justice could crush them, the Christians, and the Patriots. In other words, make you an enemy of the state if you believe in the Constitution. And again, if you go to the Murr building in Oklahoma City, I was there. You can go inside the building and read what they have written, and that's exactly what they're aiming it at. And I've also shared with you over the last couple of days that the militia, if you're 18 years and older, that you are the militia and you are male. You are militia. The state-run media gets involved and they try to say, you know, the militia's bad, the militia's bad, the militia's bad. Well, go back 200 years and find out how bad they were, because if it wasn't for the militia, we would have never gained our independence, friends. They were the ones that were fighting off, our forefathers were, and the militia were fighting off a tyrant named King George. Now they got you believing that the militia is a bad thing when in fact it's not a bad thing at all. The militia is there to protect you against tyranny. That's the whole purpose. Folks, when you live in darkness, the only light that you have is the truth. Benjamin Franklin rightly said, a nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. It is in the religion of ignorance that tyranny begins. So let's get over to Judicial Watch's list of Washington's 10 most wanted corrupt politicians. Oh, and folks, let's make this real clear right off the get-go here. We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men and women who pervert the Constitution. Let me say it again. We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not the overthrow of the Constitution, but to overthrow men and women who pervert the Constitution. Let's go to Spencer Bacus. He's a Republican out of Alabama. He's become the face of a congressional insider trading scandal that has rocked the Washington establishment. according to the allegations. Isn't it interesting how it's always allegations when it comes to government officials? But like guys like, you know, George Zimmerman, you know, he's got to be guilty. That's why he's in jail. Instead of being, you know, instead of being proclaimed innocent until proven guilty, now they basically make the accusation that you're guilty until proven innocent. It's completely backwards. But when it comes to government officials, they're allegations. Well, let's go to these allegations. According to the allegations made by Schweizer in 60 Minutes, Congressman Baucus traded short-term stock options in 2008 after receiving a private briefing, for congressional leaders, by Secretary of the Treasury Hank Paulson and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. The subject of the briefing, the pending meltdown in the global economy, those privileged to attend the meeting reportedly sat around a table in Pelosi's office, having left their cell phones outside the room to avoid leaks. Huh. I checked on Mr. Spencer Baucus, a Republican in Alabama. He's still there, friends. Next one, former Senator John Ensign. Republican, Nevada. John Ensign, former U.S. Senator from Nevada and former chairman of the Senate Republican Policy Committee, was forced to resign from office in May 2011 as the result of an investigation by the Senate Ethics Committee. Fox, folks, these are the fox in the chicken coop. This is why they merely have to resign, because it's getting too hot. To the other foxes in the chicken coop, listen, it's getting too hot. Resign, or else you're going to blow all of our cover. In a scandal that first broke in 2009, Senator Ensign publicly admitted to an affair with the wife of longtime staffer Douglas Hampton. Ensign then allegedly tried to cover up the affair by bribing the couple with lucrative gifts and political favors. This is your government, friends. Let's go to the next one. Attorney General Eric Holder. Attorney General Eric Holder now operates the most politicized and ideological Department of Justice, injustice, in recent history. And revelations from the Operation Fast and Furious scandal suggest that programs approved by the Holder DOJ may have resulted in the needless deaths of many, including a federal law enforcement officer, Brian Terry. But he's still there. Wow, folks. We're going to come back, and I'm going to hit off about six, eight more of these. And I'll share with you folks that they're all still there. Why are they still there? Yeah, Bradley of the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
My name is Michael. I listen to the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake on WXME in Monticello, Maine. And Bradley and Jake are not only a breath of fresh air, they are a whole new atmosphere.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Exodus 18:21, republicanism. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all thy people able men such as fear God, filial fear, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place over such of them to be rulers of thousands and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties and rulers of tens. Let them judge the people at all seasons. Let them judge the people at all seasons. How do they judge when they themselves won't be judged? As I looked at each one of these names on the Judicial Watch's Washington's 10 Most Corrupt Politicians list, I noticed that a lot of them were still there. As a matter of fact, every one of them was there, except former Senator John Ensign. And I thought to myself, my gosh, people, these people are supposed to be there to judge and to rule according to the law, but they themselves won't be ruled by that law. They think they're exempt from that law. How's that working out for America? Well, it probably isn't working out for America. Let's take Crystal in Indiana. You got Bradley with the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I was just wondering where any of our founding documents, where it said anything about congressional immunity?
To be quite honest with you, Crystal, I don't think it's there. of course it's not there.
Exactly.
Of course it's not there. Just, yeah, exactly. And yesterday I was reading off the Bill of Rights, and the Bill of Rights is a bunch of thou shall nots to the government, not to the American people. And the American people have given their sovereignty over to a government that won't be ruled by law, so therefore they receive their privileges, and then they wonder what's going wrong when their representatives are acting like a bunch of tyrants and demigods. So the answer to your question is there is no such thing as congressional immunity in the sense that they can break the law and then they're not subject to it. It's nowhere to be found. That's foolishness. I mean, what do they think? They're 007 or something?
Exactly.
I mean, so that's where we're at. So thank you for your call, Crystal. I go on. Crazy business. Folks, 1-877-807-9977. Let it ring until Carrie answers back there. Stephanie answers. Representative Al Key Hastings, Democrat, Florida. Talking of corrupt politicians and a full year of shocking congressional sex scandals, perhaps none is more serious than the involving Florida Rep. Al Key Hastings, who allegedly sexually harassed a female government employee and then engaged in a cruel campaign of retaliation when she rebuffed his advances. I went online and, oh, Rep. Al Key Hastings is still there, friends. Wow. Folks, this falls to the lot of the people. They do what they do because they can do what they do. They manipulate. They divert. They lay accusations to ones that are throwing accusations at them for their crimes. And then the American people just act like it's just going to go away. No, it's not going to just go away. I go on to the next one. Representative Jesse Jackson Jr. Oh, he's got to be an upright guy. Jesse Jackson Jr., Democrat, Illinois, and the Blagojevich co-conspirators. It took more than 2 years and two trials, but disgraced former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich was finally brought to justice on June 27, 2011, for a number of crimes, including his efforts to sell President Obama's vacant Senate seat to the highest bidder. Well, by the way, for those that didn't know, did you guys know that Obama, Barry Obama, only sat in that Senate seat for 142 days before he became the President of the United States? Pretty weird, huh? I go on with Representative Jesse Jackson Jr. He became the state's fourth governor and one of at least 79 Illinois public officials to be found guilty of a crime since 1972, proving that Illinois has certainly lived up to its reputation as a cesspool of corruption. Went online. Representative Jesse Jackson Jr., he's still there. Wow, people. I go on. President Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Obama. President Obama makes Judicial Watch's 10 most wanted list for a fifth consecutive year. The most corrupt president we've ever had. The former Illinois senator was a dishonorable mention in 2006. And when it comes to Obama's corruption, it may not get bigger or any bigger than Solyndra. Solyndra was once known as the poster child for the Obama administration's massive green energy initiative. But it has become the poster child for the corruption that ensues when the government meddles into the private sector. Solyndra filed for bankruptcy, in 2011, leaving 1,100 workers without jobs and the American taxpayer, that's you and me, friends, on the hook for $535 million thanks to an Obama administration stimulus loan guarantee. Wow. The mob in action. The mob in action. Well, here we are. I went online and I checked, and Barack Hussein Obama is still there, by the way. I'm sure you guys all know that. But he's still there. To the shame of the American people, he's still there. Representative Laura Richardson, Democrat, California, a first-timer on Judicial Watch's 10 Most Wanted list. Representative Laura Richardson is in hot water for reportedly misusing her congressional staff for personal and political gain. Representative Richardson is now under investigation by the House, the Fox and the Chicken Coop Ethics Committee regarding allegations by former staff member Marie Angel Macias. Macias alleges that she was required by Richardson to order other staffers to run personal errands for her Democrat congresswoman. Huh. Well, she just shot back because she happens to be an African-American, an American, and she said that people were basically ridiculing her because she was black. I think America's over that one as well. That card or that stick don't work anymore, friends. Oh, and by the way, I went online and I found out that Miss Richardson, Democrat from California, she's still there. I go on. Representative David. Ooh, we got a David Riviera, Republican from Florida. He's got to be a good guy. U.S. Representative for Florida's 25th Congressional District is mired in numerous ethics controversies stemming from charges, listen to this carefully, of money laundering, tax evasion schemes initiated when Riviera served in the Florida House of Representatives. The Republican congressman serving his first term, his first emboldened term, is currently under investigation by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. That'd be the FBI. The Internal Revenue Service, that'd be the IRS. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement, the Miami-Dade Police Public Corruption Unit, and the Miami-Dade State Attorney's Office. Wow. Can you imagine if that was one of us, friends? Wow. A congressional immunity badge, I'll tell you, it must work for these people. It's the American people that these guys keep doing what they're doing without fail. Oh, by the way, I went online and found out David Riviera is still there in Florida. I go on. Representative Maxine Waters, oh boy. Boy, oh boy, talking about a major underachiever, the woman that does not know when to shut her mouth. And every time she does it, she sticks both feet in it. Representative Maxine Waters is one of the most senior and one of the most outspoken members of Congress. Yes, indeed, she is. She is also one of the most corrupt, and she's still there. In August 2010, an investigative subcommittee of the House Ethics Committee charged Rep. Waters, the fox in the chicken coop, friends, with three counts of violating House rules and ethics regulations in connection with her use of power and influence on behalf of One United Bank. She was expected to face an ethics trial in late 2012, but the committee delayed the trial indefinitely on November 29th, 2010, of course, because I'm sure it was getting too hot and too close. So the fox in the chicken coop delayed the trial indefinitely, citing newly discovered documentary evidence that may impact proceedings. In other words, the evidence coming down the chute, friends, might just put a nail in her coffin. We can't have that. She's also being accused of steering $12 million of TARP funds to a bank that her husband is tied to. I bet that's mere coincidence, though. Sure it is. Mere coincidence. I went online and Representative Maxine Waters, Democrat, California. She's still there, friends. Wow. If you guys wanted me to pick up these phone calls, I need to see the names. I go on. Representative Don Young, Republican, Arkansas. He's got to be a good guy. Don Young may have achieved a new level of corruption in 2011. We go back a year. The House Ethics Committee announced just before Christmas. Oh, I'm sorry. Alaska, Republican congressman, was cleared of allegations by the House Ethics Committee that he exceeded the limit on campaign donations to his legal defense fund, which was set up to defend Young against an entirely different set of corruption charges. And these guys are in government? Friends, what's the problem? Friends, what is it that you tolerate? This is incredible. This is absolutely incredible. Oh, by the way, I went online. And lo and behold, Representative Don Young from Alaska, even a Republican, guys, guess what? He's still there. He's still there. Boy, I don't mean to be redundant, rhetorical. I don't mean to be smart or funny or facetious. But what's the problem? What's the problem with your country? Folks, you got Bradley with the Sons of Liberty. We're going to take these phone calls when I get back. 1-877-807-9977. Last segment. Check us out online as well, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Push that like button. Be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just going through scripture right now, and it's amazing to me how clear it is that God is known by the judgments that he executes. He said in Isaiah 51, verse 4, "Hearken unto me, listen carefully, he said, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation has gone forth. My arm shall judge the people, but it judges the people through the people." Like John Adams rightly said, the church is called to be the moral compass of society. Now we hear the professing church say, it's not my job to judge anybody, when in fact that's your whole purpose. You're called to be the light of the world that reproves darkness. And by the way, that's the New Testament. Jesus said he came into the world for judgment. What was the cross experience? He died for the sins of the world. The prince of the power of the air was judged through the cross experience. He crushed it. He spoiled principalities and powers through the cross. That's judgment. You don't tolerate crime. When you go to Isaiah 59, you see the same thing. He talks about how judgment has been turned backwards. He says, "Therefore is judgment far from us, neither does justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity." For more darkness, more diversion, more corruption. "But we walk in darkness." He said, "We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men." But it says in verse 12, Isaiah 59, "For our transgressions are multiplied before us." We know what the problem is. Our sins testify against us. We allow these politicians, some do, to do what they do. because they don't have a care as to what they do. They say, well, that's their private life. Yeah, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it? If that's his private life, do you think it's not going to affect his public life? If he can't be faithful to his God and his wife and his children at home, do you think he's going to be faithful in public life to his community? You've got to be out of your mind if you think that way. It's this simple, folks. Judgment is the answer to corruption in your government. If you want peace, then bring down the hammer. Zero tolerance for crimes committed, especially for those that serve we the people. The roles are completely backwards. Andrea, calling from Virginia, you got Bradley. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, Brad, I love the show.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that who men are in private or who they really are.
That's exactly right.
You cannot go away from that. You know, if a man's cheating on his wife, you know, what makes you think that he's going to be faithful to you in business or in a friendship? If he can't even be faithful to his wife, it doesn't work.
What's sick about this, Andrea, is the fact that this is public knowledge. And when I'm going through all of this, I'm trying to teach the older generation that the younger generation isn't going to tolerate what the older generation tolerated.
Yeah.
And by saying that, I'm bringing down my foot and saying, you know what? I'm sick and tired of this. Herein lies our problem. The public man and the private man are one and the same. They're not separate. What they do in private, they will do in public. And what's interesting is they're doing it in public in the light of day, and yet I go online, Andrea, and they're still there.
Yeah.
So to the American people's own demise, they complain about what they tolerate. And what they tolerate, they're getting exactly what they're tolerating, the fruit of a corrupt tree.
We got to hold them accountable.
That's exactly right.
What we're not doing is we're not holding them accountable. These are our leaders, and we're not holding them accountable. Why do you think we have what we have?
That's right. That's exactly right. For the sake of time, thank you for the call, Andrea. Great call. We got Julie in Indiana. You got Bradley with the Sons of Liberty. Just lost Julie. Uh-oh. Don't know what's going on there. It says she was going to quote from the Declaration of Independence and make a point. We'll call back. We always want to hear what our founding documents have to say. It's important. Yeah? It's important. We have another caller, but we have a new producer back there that doesn't know to scroll it up yet to let me know what that person's name might be. Okay, we got John. John, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley.
Hey, Bradley.
Hey.
I'm proud of you guys.
Thank you, sir.
I'm a 70-year-old guy, and I'll tell you what, I'm still ready.
You're still ready. All right.
I got a scope that can take out 100 yards of whatever I want to take out. And Tennessee is armed, and we're not really that afraid. I see cowards everywhere I look. I can't talk to anyone anymore because they don't want to hear what I got to say because they're afraid.
Yeah.
They're afraid, Bradley.
Yeah.
I'm upset, but I have patience and I'm willing to wait. But I just hope this pathetic, spoiled country that we have and this generation without the Ten Commandments and any morals of whatsoever, I see Hitler's Germany coming all over again, big time.
Yeah, we're hearing this quite a bit now. We even have some Hitler's youth that are over in America that are going back to Germany because they're saying they're seeing it all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's people from Germany who's come back and said it's very scary.
Yeah. I got it. For the sake of time, John, again, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I
God
really do.
God bless you guys.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We got Julie, Indiana. You got Bradley. Welcome to Sons of Liberty.
Okay, I have a quote to give to you on the Declaration of Independence and a comment.
Cool.
It says, and for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Well, apparently, the politicians must have skipped that part because they really don't understand what our founding fathers established. Matter of fact, you know, the the opportunity they have to serve for this nation is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's a privilege. And they go and abuse it because they think they can justify their means by, you know, being a tyrant. When if people knew their rights, we wouldn't be in this mess in the first place. But if we teach them, then we can overcome, and we really can win the day.
Well, I can tell you how we can teach all these politicians in one day is we take them to Arlington Cemetery, and we bring all the families of the sacrificed sons and daughters, and we have them give their oath in front of those families that they uphold the Constitution, so help me God, because they see the sacrifice that was paid to give them the opportunity to serve we the people. Now, when people put into scope the sacrifice that was given for the freedoms that we have, when we're thankful for the freedoms that we have and we still have, we're not going to tolerate this kind of crime in government. Again, for the sake of time, Julie, we thank you for the call. I love it when people kick out the Constitution, the Declaration, our Bill of Rights, because it shows you that people are doing their homework. Now, folks, as I was talking about earlier, he who serves in public and the man in private are one and the same. He who is void of the virtuous attachments in private life is, or very soon will be, void of all regard for his country. There is seldom an instance of a man guilty of betraying his country who had not before lost the feeling of moral obligation in his private connections. That was one of the Sons of Liberty. By the way, he's also the guy that started the Committee of Correspondence because the media couldn't be trusted back in the 1700s. So he came up with that Committee of Correspondence to let all the colonies know what in the day the mainstream media wouldn't share with them. Other Sons of Liberty were James Otis, John Adams, the president of these United States, Patrick Henry, John Hancock. I mean, these were real patriots. Patrick Henry, been out to his house, got the hat and the T-shirt there. He was a prophet is what he was. A lot of these men were very apostolic and prophetic men, our signers were. And it's interesting that what we see today is the government trying to create enemies of the state out of anybody that looks like our founders. Well, when in fact we need to revert back to our founders and what it is that they gave us, which was the branch of David, which was through the Bible. And so here we are today. It was John Adams, one of the Sons of Liberty, that says our government is completely inadequate to those that throw off morality and religion. And it was George Washington that said religion and immorality are the essential pillars of civil society. So here we are today, and these are the foundations that we need to get back to, because once we put our feet back upon those rocks, then guess what? The fight starts, but we have to stand our ground. And let me remind you, the flags that were flying were don't tread on me, the flags that were flying were appeal to heaven, and the flags that were flying were no king but King Jesus. So if you want to know who it is that you are, where it is that you came from, just do a little homework. It's not going to be hard. Just be careful of rewritten history. Yeah? That looks just like the modern-day version of the politician. Yeah. You got Bradley. Jake should be back next week. He's in D.C. this week. We love you by what we do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com or Bradley Dean on Facebook. Bradley Dean on Facebook. See you.